Hey there, and thank you for joining us today at IED Sports, a special few episodes of Fantasy Football Targets. Today, we're talking about rounds 2 through round 5. So at this point in the fantasy football offseason, we all kind of know who the first 12 picks are going to be, give or take. So we're here to talk about the next 4 rounds, rounds 2 through 5, and what picks are going to put you ahead of the fantasy football competition. We're here with Steve. Steve, how you doing today?
Doing good. You know, getting close to fantasy football drafts, and I got a vacation coming up, so I'm just like ready.
You're in the zone to fight about fantasy football. Scott, great to see you again. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Ready to go. Football's here. Let's go.
Now, these are not the best players in each round, just specific players that we are targeting, looking to fall for us in each particular round. And I'm going to start off with round 2. My pick here is Deebo Samuel, wide receiver from the San Francisco 49ers. Deebo Samuel is currently wide receiver 7, 20th overall in fantasy draft. He's my wide receiver 3, and more importantly, he was the wide receiver 2 over all of last season. I see a small quarterback upgrade going from Garoppolo to Trey Lance. I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that, but if I say it enough, if I will it into being, it's going to happen. And they didn't add any target-hawking pieces in this offense. He's going to return to a similar workload that he had last season. He got paid, and he has special provisions in his clause for running back usage. He can get up to $1.95 million more if he gets used in some of those roles. I expect a more traditional role this year, but the possibility is still there that he goes up the and becomes, you know, an even bigger breakout season than we saw last year. Barring injury, I think he's being drafted near his floor. That's a problem for me. If I see him in the second round, I'm going to snag him up quite a bit often. Deebo Samuel, wide receiver from the San Francisco 49ers. Gentlemen, we do have to move on quickly, but let's see. Does anyone agree strongly or disagree?
I agree very much with that. He's my wide receiver 4. I really like it. I really like what he can do, especially if he gets rushing usage and rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, I agree tremendously, because if you look at his contract, it's heavily incentivized for him to run the ball. So he's going to run the ball a ton this year. So I love Deebo in the second round.
Some of the hesitance for him was that he didn't want to, you know, shorten his career by playing a running back position. He's getting paid. It doesn't seem like that's going to be a huge issue. I do expect a little pump the brakes. I do expect him to return to a more traditional role. But what does a more traditional role mean? I don't know what that is, but I'm on board. He's going to be on a lot of rosters if I can get him in like the end to late round 2. Love it there. Steve, your pick.
This is a guy that I am absolutely trying to target if I have a mid second round pick, and that's Packers running back Aaron Jones. He's my running back 11, and like, Aaron Jones's ADP has been on a rise as of late, from a late second to a mid second over the last 3 weeks. But the fact of the matter is that he is a second round running back, and you know, because he has that first round potential, being there in the second is a value. Even with AJ Dillon there, I think Jones is still primed to have a monster season. He's going to have at least 12 touchdowns and 50 receptions, and with Davante Adams on the Raiders now, it makes sense that Jones' target share will also increase. And since he always has been the primary pass catching back, you know, there is little reason to think he shouldn't have a monster season this year.
I agree. AJ Dillon is a fantastic running back, but he's just a piece in this offense. This is Aaron's offense. When I say Aaron, I mean Aaron Jones.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you know, this was going to be my pick if Steve hadn't taken it. So he's gone from at the beginning of the draft season 4th, 5th round up to the second round. So I love him a lot this year. So
And that big bump may just be because me and you talk about him so often that other people are hearing and then moving him up the draft boards. Let's go, Scott, with your second round player to target.
So it was going to be either Jones or Diggs to begin with, but I settled on CeeDee Lamb. I think with the trade of Amari Cooper, I think with the injury to James Washington, even though he's not a threat, I think CeeDee Lamb's going to get fed and going to get fed big time. I think the Dallas defense is not going to be as opportunistic this year as last year. So I could see Lamb as a top 3-7 type of wide receiver in fantasy this year. He's gonna get targeted. He could get 160 targets this year without question. The only concern I have with him is how much does Zeke run the ball this year, and how much do they run the ball? But otherwise, I love Lamb this year. I would take him in the second round if he was there mid to late, but I would definitely take him.
Absolutely. ADP currently wide receiver 8. He's my wide receiver 5, so I couldn't agree more there.
Yeah, I love him. I love him a lot. He's so, you know, he's if he's there for me, if I have a late first round pick and he's there early second round, I'm smashing that very, very fast. I have him down for 150 targets, getting 99 of those receptions for 1,300 yards and 6 touchdowns. That puts him as my, I believe it was my wide receiver 3. And so I, you know, getting a top 3 wide receiver, he's my wide receiver 3, and to get that at the beginning of the second round, sign me up for it.
Yep.
Moving on to round 3, I'm going to kind of piggyback on that last pick because my round 3 target is Ezekiel Elliott, running back from the Dallas Cowboys. He's my running back 13. I love Zeke at his current draft spot of 17th in ADP there. Can you name 16 teams that are going to have a better season offensively than the Dallas Cowboys?
I can name about 5.
Yeah, so then why would it make sense that their clear lead running back is falling down draft boards so much? I mean, I get it. People are mad that his best season ever was his rookie year. We can't go back in time. That year is past. But he's still a very valuable running back. I think the fact that his ADP is lowered means expectations are going to be lowered, but I think this ADP third round would have been more appropriate for last year. And if you drafted him last year, third round, you had a pretty good season. Again, I think his ADP is about as low as it can get. You know, I have him and Pollard with a pretty healthy split, 225 carries to 175 carries. So it's not like I'm even saying Pollard's going to get a much less workload. You know Zeke is going to miss a game or two, and that's all okay. Because it's not hard to project him conservatively and still have him as a top 10 running back. Your thoughts on Zeke could be down the tubes, and the numbers still crunch, you know, numbers are numbers, and that's why I'm kind of a numbers guy. But, you know, I have him as a round 3 target, and if I can get him into the third round as my second running back, I'd be ecstatic. I love that pick there, and seeing Zeke Elliott fall down draft boards, I just don't get it. Yeah, he's not the 25 carry player we want him to be. He's not going to be that ever in his career. Those days are over, but hey, draft Ezekiel Elliott at round 3, and he's certainly gonna pay that.
Yeah, there was an interesting quote from Jerry Jones earlier this weekend talking about how this offense has to run through Zeke. And so, you know, that, and we know Jerry Jones, when he wants something and he says something like that, you know, it's up to the coaching staff to make it happen. So I see big things for Zeke. I know that he's slowed down a little bit, but as you said, the touchdown upside is just that alone could put him into top 10 range, even if he doesn't have 1,000 yards.
And not to mention his relationship with Pollard, that Pollard is clearly the backup to Zeke and who's going to spell him. But Pollard has had a couple of good solo performances, but Pollard's better later in the game after Zeke's been pounding on offensive lines for the first 3 quarters. That's just how this offense is built up. Pollard's not that same kind of guy. I don't see Pollard as a workhorse in the NFL. A lot of people do. I don't. And I'm going to take Zeke, and I think the value is going to be there for sure.
He played with a knee injury last year, and he finished as a top 12 running back. So if Zeke is healthy for 15 games, sign me up for that all day long in round 3.
Talking about round 3 running backs, I think Steve has someone very interesting for us.
this is a guy I really like, and this is Bears running back David Montgomery. He's running back 16, taken at towards the end of the third round, 307. And the thing is, the Bears will be, I mean, interesting on offense, to be nice about it. However, David Montgomery has always been a consistent fantasy contributor in his time in the NFL, and he'll continue to be that. You know, ever since Tariq Cohen went down two seasons ago and the team realized, oh, David Montgomery can actually be this team's three-down running back, his touches per game have increased just by having a bigger receiving load. You know, third-round running backs are normally considered to be in that dead zone for running back tiers. But when you compare him to players like Gibson, Dobbins, Akers, and Connor, who are also in the third round, Montgomery has been the most consistent of that group. And if other teams, you know, took Leonard Fournette's being taken towards the beginning of the third. If other teams have taken Leonard Fournette at the beginning of the third, you should smash that draft button if Montgomery falls to you.
I think this is the case of being safe, not sexy. Like, does anyone ever see David Montgomery on a roster and be like, this is a great roster? No. But he's going to do what he's there to do. He's going to plug him in for 12 points a week, 13 points a week, you know, nothing spectacular. But when you do that with consistency every single week, if you do that 17 weeks of the year, 13, 14 points, you're going to be the number one running back overall, you know. And that's what we saw with David Montgomery, I think, going back a year ago, is just that overall consistency is value. Consistency is value. And I think that this running back dead zone is like the electric zone. That's what I really love a lot of these guys in this spot this year. And I think that's why some fantasy drafts are changing a little bit in the way we've seen running backs go off the board. David Montgomery, absolutely loved the pick.
Yeah. Plus they did nothing to upgrade the receiving core, and they brought in a defensive minded coach who's going to run the ball a lot and play defense. So it's right up David Montgomery's alley. Plus they're going to a run scheme that could benefit Montgomery tremendously. So you may see him sneak up into the top part of the third round, maybe late second round in some drafts as we get going here. So,
and he's only 25. Yeah. He just turned 25 years old. So like he still has 2 to 3 very, very good years left to really reach that peak before he starts having that decline.
Yeah. Yeah. My guy is T Higgins. And I think that Cincinnati's offense is going to explode even more this year. I think Mixon's going to run the ball well. But I think T. Higgins with Ja'Marr Chase's added extra attention in the passing game, I think that's going to release Higgins into a top 15 wide receiver this year. If you look in the red zone with Cincinnati last year, T. Higgins was the preferred target, and he scored the touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase got all the long, explosive touchdowns. T. Higgins was the red zone guy. So I think with Burrow as the quarterback, you know, coming back from the appendix injury, I think T. Higgins is set up to have his best year of his career. So if he's there in the third round, if Montgomery is gone, I'm going with him every draft all year long. So
absolutely. T. Higgins is actually my third Bengal on my depth chart for stats that I put out, but there's a legitimate argument that Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, and Tyler Boyd could all get 100 targets. Like, that's not outside the realm of possibilities, considering you have relatively low usage running backs in the pass game. And Hayden Hurst, we don't really know what's going to go on, maybe 70, 80, 90 targets. There's really no one except wide receivers here to throw the ball to, and I absolutely love the way that that's setting up for these guys. And T. Higgins, you know, is one of the guys who's going to be a beneficiary of another great wide receiver being on the outside there. Love that pick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to round four then, because we're going into that wide receiver pool now, and I'm pulling one out here for you. Michael Pittman Jr., wide receiver of the Indianapolis Colts. Pittman got a huge quarterback upgrade with Matt Ryan this season, and early reports are that they have a great connection through training camp. The result of those reports is Pittman moving up one spot in ADP. One spot in ADP. This team has targets to go around, and they're going to go to Pittman. I have him wide receiver 14 and slowly moving up the board. Currently, his ADP is wide receiver 15. While that's not a big disparity, it's one of those players that I just have with a red circle on my draft board. Get him, draft him early. Take him where you can. He's on pace to have 135 targets over the last half of 2021. So I see no reason or no downside that he couldn't at least replicate what he was doing last season anyway. Pull the trigger, get Michael Pittman on your squad.
Oh, yeah. I really like Pittman. The value is there. I have him as my I have him statted as my wide receiver 6, but because of his ADP, he fell down to my wide receiver 9. So I'm really, really high on Pittman this year.
Yeah, he's the guy that's going to benefit the most from the Matt Ryan addition and the Carson Wentz exit. I think Wentz dragged him down a little bit more than people thought. So I think this year Matt Ryan is going to pepper him with targets. He started out, I've done a lot of drafts. He started out in the 5th round, and now he's going back into the 2nd round in some drafts. And I would take him in the 3rd round if he was there, if Higgins and Montgomery were gone for sure. I think he's going to be the breakout receiver of this year in the NFL.
6'4", 223. I mean, he's that got that Mike Evans build. And, he's got a quarterback, Matt Ryan, who's going to be able to find him. He's going to be able to find him, that's for sure. And I like it. I like it. Let's move on now and talk about your running back, Steve.
Yeah, this is the last running back I'm going to talk about. It's Elijah Mitchell. He's being drafted as the running back 22 in the back half of the 4th round, 409 to be exact. And this is just a great value at the running back position, especially if you go zero running back. And I know most zero running back people go
not viable.
Sorry. But, a lot of fantasy owners, including myself, dropped over half of their fab last season to get him. And while the lead rusher in San Francisco changes from year to year, Mitchell has all the makings to break that curse and be the team's lead running back. Because, yes, Kyle Shanahan does employ a running back by committee, but
we call that Shanahanigans, by the way, here at Audi Sports, Shanahanigans.
But Mitchell projects to get the majority of the carries, and whoever is the team's leading rusher in San Francisco always is fantasy relevant.
I'm very worried about him this year. I think Shanahanigans is really gonna play a role in his usage. I think they're all into this Tyrion Davis Price this year. He's been getting a lot of buzz in training camp. I think it'll be a three-way committee, but I think there'll be less work for Mitchell because I think they're worried about him getting injured. And if that's the case, they're going to take away carries from him and give them to somebody else. So if you get him as your running back 3, I'd be all on that, all aboard that. But as a running back 2, I'm just a little bit afraid that he's not going to provide stats for you that you need for your fantasy team to win week in, week out. So.
Absolutely. And not to give too many spoilers away, because I do have some other picks coming up where I'm drafting these running backs. There's just other guys I'm interested in the same area. So not that he can't, he's just not someone I'm looking at. You know how, like, especially in late rounds, this is kind of where I'm making this video. There are guys you shy away from. There are guys you go all in on. I'm not going to be rostering any Elijah Mitchell. Just none. There will be none on any of my rosters. There's just other guys that are even going much later in drafts that I just like better. So I'm going to be out on that, but you do make a compelling point there, Steve. Yeah. And, the whole thing about Shanahan being mysterious, you could be right. We could be the two that are wrong. Who the heck knows?
Yeah.
That's not what I want on my fantasy team, but you could very well be right, and I will give you credit on that. Scott, bring us around.
My round 5 guy is A.J. Dillon, and I just think that the Green Bay strength in their offense is going to be in their backfield. So I think what they may do with Aaron Jones is split him out wide some cases, and Dillon will be the guy that's in the backfield. I like him for 1,000 yards. I think he showed a little bit of breakthrough last year. He's going to show much, much more this year. I think 1,000 yards, and I think 8 to 12 touchdowns could be in the realm of possibility for him. So I love getting him in the 5th, 6th round.
Absolutely. I completely agree there. And someone, just because I like Aaron Jones better doesn't mean there's not a spot for AJ Dillon. And if you have Jones, Dillon better be even higher than this, because you want that handcuff, because he has his own value on his own, and he could become a top 10 running back if the cards fell correctly. Let's move on now. And for this episode, their fifth round will be the last round we go over. And I'm going to start off with a wide receiver, and that's going to be Amari Cooper, wide receiver from the Cleveland Browns. Currently, with a 20th wide receiver in ADP, he's my 19th wide receiver. And although, again, those are really close, this is a guy on my board with just a big red circle, a star. Cooper's now 28. He's transitioned from his early career where he was that boomer bust, completely unreliable guy. Now he's a pretty solid receiver. That's how I see him. He's a clear number one with a lackluster set of wide receivers. I mean, he's got Donovan Peoples-Jones lining up opposite him. That's a no for me. We're now going to be playing. He'll now be playing 10 weeks of fantasy with Deshaun Watson. Huge quarterback upgrade. And he's clearly the better quarterback on the Cleveland Browns. Amari Cooper went there. He got paid. He's going to be a huge target. He's going to be a huge part of this offense. And I think his value is actually going to shoot up very soon. Right now, he's around 5. I wouldn't be surprised when this news came out if he's not already around 4 and, soon to be around 4.5, round 3 very soon. So I definitely like Amari Cooper. He's put up a great body of work over the past few years, and I want to see what he does with his new project, the Cleveland Browns.
I cannot disagree with you more. I see I with the Deshaun Watson news and Deshaun Watson getting 6 games, potentially more if the NFL does wind up appealing tomorrow. Like I see Amari Cooper plummeting into the 7th or 8th round.
But Amari Cooper still had a good season even when like Dak Prescott was hurt. Right? So I don't really see that as being too big of a deal for me. His last 3 seasons in Dallas, he had over 100 targets in each one of them. He had really close to 1,000 yards in that 6 to 7, 8 touchdown range. Scott, you're gonna have to be the tiebreaker here.
In this instance, and in this range, Cooper is probably your wide receiver 3. And to me, sign me up for that, because Amari Cooper is a wide receiver 3. If you get off to a 4-2 start in your fantasy season and Deshaun Watson comes riding back in, he's just going to elevate Cooper's game that much more. So you could have a quote-unquote league winner in Amari Cooper in the 5th, 6th round if you get him in your drafts, which is where he's going. They don't have much else besides him and David Njoku and Kareem Hunt in the passing game. I don't trust Donovan Peoples-Jones. I don't trust the rookie David Bell. So I love Cooper in this range. I think if you get him all day long, I think he could become a league winner for your team. So,
and to bring it around, he played 15 games in 2020 with 5 with Dak Prescott. 130 targets, 92 receptions, 1,114 yards, and 5 touchdowns. He's done it with worse than Jacoby Brissett.
I
see what you're saying, Steve, but to me, like, that brings him back down to reality. If he's not with Watson, excuse me, he's a round 5 guy. With him, he's 4 or 3.
Yep.
We'll agree to disagree on this, and we're going to toss over a wide receiver pick to you, Steve.
Yeah, and mine is a guy I am super high on. You're not going to hear me. This is not going to be the last time you're going to hear about this guy from me, and that is Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy. He is wide receiver 23. He's going at the back of the 5th round at 5'10". And needless to say, Jeudy now has all that he needs to explode and be that wide receiver 1 this season. For Russell Wilson, Jerry Jeudy should be seen as DK Metcalf. Jeudy has always had a good route tree and has had fantastic speed, but he has always lacked a great quarterback to get him the ball. Yes, Jerry Jeudy has dropped passes, and yes, that is a red flag for me. But in the 6th round, I'm more than willing to take Jerry Jeudy to be my wide receiver 2 or 3, and I would not be shocked if he finished as a wide receiver 1 this season.
Absolutely. He's my wide receiver 15 right now. When I did my first set of projections, his ADP was like 36. Now it's what, 23, 24. Mm-hmm. That's already making up a huge amount of ground. And I think he has more to go to come back to reality.
Yeah. And the injury today to Tim Patrick, he's out for the season with an ACL, pushes him up even more. And Cortland Sutton too, who I'll talk about at a later time. I just think that it's going to be Sutton and Judy in the passing game, and that's about it. I don't think the tight ends are going to factor in much. Judy is going to have to control his drops. That's a simple fact. He's going to have to stay healthy, control his drops. If he does that, he could have a really, really big year. So,
the last thing I'll say before we move on is, you know, this is also, you know, the second or third year tends to be the year that we see wide receivers really break out. Yeah. Over the last couple seasons with Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, where we've been spoiled with those rookie wide receivers who broke out in their first year, but the average really is that second to third year, and this is Judy's third year in the league.
Yeah, 2 to 3 years and never with Drew Lock. That's how wide receiver breakouts happen. Bring us around with a quarterback pick, Scott.
For all those quarterback early drafters, Justin Herbert. He has a plethora of weapons this year in Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler, and Gerald Everett, who's been raved about at camp. I think if, you know, the fifth round, I looked at the ADP, I'm not really sold on a lot of people here. So if Justin Herbert's sitting there, I'm taking him. I think he's going to lead the league in passing. I think he's going to be the QB1 overall this year. I don't see any other way. I think Mahomes is going to regress. I think Lamar Jackson's not going to be a quarterback one. So I love Herbert this year. I just think he's going to average around 300 yards passing and 2 to 3 touchdowns every week. And that's huge for a fantasy team.
How dare you disrespect Josh Allen like that? You don't even mention his name. Josh Allen is going to be the number one quarterback on the season, and you're just going to have to live with it. But in all reality, Justin Herbert has been electric since he started. Yeah. So I really like this pick. If he's sitting there fourth or fifth round, I'm gonna hop all over that.
We just need to see Chargers make the playoffs. Like that. Absolutely. That is just that would make me so happy just to see that happen one time. Herbert, I completely agree. One of the best quarterbacks on the board. Not necessarily a strategy for me, but I'm glad we included it in our first five picks. Now, this video was just rounds 2 through 5. You can check back next time as we go through rounds 6, 7, 8, and 9. Again, we're finding those values, those guys that we're not letting pass us up, and finding good value for them. This is Fantasy Football Targets at IED Sports. Thank you guys for watching.